makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kahapon ay nadinig natin ang istorya at apila ng isang Pilipinang ina para manatili dito sa Australia at makasama ang kanyang 8 taong anak na lalaki na Australian citizen. Nabigyan lamang hanggang 8 ng Marso si Bernadette na ayusin ang lahat bago ma-deport ito pabalik sa Pilipinas kasama ang kanyang 2 anak na babae na doon ipinanganak. Ang Greens Senator na si Senator Andrew Bartlett ang nag-endorso ng apila ni Bernadette para sa isang ministerial intervention. Ayon kay Senator Bartlett, nasa kabila ng mainit na debate ukol sa usapin ng imigrasyon, naniniwala siyang may mga karapat-dapat na pagkakataon upang mamagitan ang ministro ng imigrasyon, lalo na kung malinaw na wala namang senyales ng peligro o kapahamakan ang sitwasyon ng umaapila. At lalo na aniya kung may mga anak o mga batang lubhang apektado sa kaso.
Yes, and the Federal Immigration Minister in Australia has very wide powers to use his discretion to grant visas where there's particularly where there's children involved, and as in this case, risk of what could end up being permanent separation between a mother and her young son, and the minister can readily grant this woman a visa. She lived in Australia for a long time. She's established and valued member of the community, and her son is an Australian citizen, and she is deported with her other children, then that son risks being separated from that family for life. And it's a clear case where the minister should act as.
Naniniwala si Senator Bartlett na bagamat natatangi ang kaso at sitwasyon ni Bernadette, hindi ito higit na naiiba sa karamihan ng mga migranteng dumulog sa kanyang opisina. At kadalasan, mga kababaihan at mga ina ang naiipit sa mga ganitong sitwasyon.
You know, I've dealt with similar types of cases before. Every case is different, but similar cases of migrant women who've formed relationships in Australia and a child that's an Australian citizen and have been at risk of being deported, and the minister has intervened. And this is another one where he should. A lot of these cases, of course, by their nature, tend to remain private, and it's only when things get desperate, as this case is, where people feel they haven't got any option but to go to the media. So a lot of the time, in my experience with individual cases, I've dealt with a fair few over the years, but off and on, you wouldn't hear about them unless you're directly involved in them. There's no data collected directly, but certainly the migration lawyers that work in this area tell me that it's quite common for women, in particular migrant women, then being risk not only of being deported but of being separated from their child because the child is an Australian citizen.
Maliban sa opisina ni Senator Bartlett, may ilang mga grupo din sa Brisbane ang nagbibigay suporta kay Bernadette. Ayon kay Bernadette, kabilang na dyan ang Federation of Filipinos in Queensland.
Which organizations are helping you at the moment? I understand that you got in touch with the Federation of Filipinos of Queensland. What sort of help are they providing you?
Oh, Miss Honeybini, she's been in touch with some organizations like Access. She rang Home Affairs as well just recently. Yeah, she's been very supportive as well.
Yes, I mean, she's been excellent. And so Honey wrote a letter of support that we provided to the ministers, to the department, to provide to the minister. We've also had supporting letters from Senator Bartlett and Senator Watt, both Queensland senators. All of that information was provided to the department to provide to the minister, but in fact the department decided not to pass that information on to the minister and also didn't pass on a psychological report that would show that and showed that if in fact Bernadette was removed from the country, which looks likely, and separated from Giro, that Giro would suffer catastrophic developmental problems as a result, and that was not passed on to the minister.
How much do your children know and understand about your situation at the moment?
They know everything that, you know, they're gonna, we might leave Australia very soon. And we mothers, if it's just for you, you know, you can get by, but seeing your children, you know, like very distressed, especially Giro, that he's aware of what's gonna happen. He's very sad that knowing that his mom and his sisters are going to leave him here in Australia. It's really hard seeing your kids they're becoming unsettled now, and they're scared of, you know, losing this family. You know, I kept this family for long and survived, you know, did my best to support them on my own.
So you mentioned previously that you got word in December last year that there will be no ministerial intervention, and by May 8th, what are we expecting to happen after May 8th, and what's your plan from there now?
Well, Bernadette's in a very difficult position because the visa that she's on at the moment is what we call a bridging visa. And the bridging visa just allows someone to stay in Australia for a temporary purpose. And that purpose is, as according to the department, is for her to make plans to leave the country. This is the situation that she's in. So the next time that she has a meeting with the Department of Immigration in May this year, which is not very far away, a couple of weeks, she's going to be needing to show that she's got plans to leave the country, and that that likelihood is definitely on the cards now that the minister's failed to intervene. And so this bridging visa that she's on at the moment will not be extended indefinitely, and in fact could be ended next month.
Si Attorney Angus Francis ay patuloy na tumutulong kay Bernadette bilang isang voluntaryo o pro bono lawyer. Para sa kanya, mahalaga ang kaso ni Bernadette na siyang nagbibigay mukha sa maraming tao sa Australia na nasa parehong sitwasyon, bagay na kanyang pinaglalaban sa kanyang advokasya.
It's not just about their family, but it's also about our community and how we treat people in our community who are vulnerable and who find themselves in a vulnerable situation. We all find ourselves in these positions sometimes. And what we're asking for, and all we're asking for, is the minister to give a fair consideration to this case and to consider the grant of a permanent visa to Bernadette and her daughters.
Umaasa si Bernadette sa sampu ng kanyang pamilya, ni Attorney Angus Francis, at mga kaibigan na didinggin ng ministro ang kanilang hiling bago dumating ang 8 ng Mayo. Naniniwala si Senator Bartlett na maaari pang maayos ito sa natitirang panahon na naibigay kay Bernadette.
Appeal to the minister to reconsider this one, as I know he or his counterparts in the past have done. Often it's unfortunate it gets to such a late stage because the stress involved on the on the boy, on the mother, is enormous, and it's been going on for years. But it's still fixable. This is a one where there's a clear public benefit, clear benefit to the child, an Australian citizen, and no cost to the community.
Nag-uulat para sa Radyo SBS Celeste McIntosh.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika. Bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.